contact with his helmet, and so, you know, Trayvon obviously feels terrible about it, and that, but you know, it's a lesson, a lot of lessons to be learned there, and every game you learn, you know, and Trayvon is somebody that, you know, certainly has grown in so many different areas of his life, and so to see him respond the way that he did after that speaks to his maturity, but he knows that he's got to play with emotion. He can't let emotion play with him. And so, you know, even Austin's, you know, he's hustling the ball, and you know, we talk about pushing the pile, and it's a great effort play. We talk about plus two, and you know, we get the penalty there, which is a 15-yarder, which really hurt after I think it was a 12-yard gain. And so, you know, those type of things we got to do a good job of. You know, you know, the holding calls, you know, certainly set us back, but you know, we've got to do a good job with our execution overall, and that's going to be important in this game more than ever.
Thanks, Ryan.
Next, we'll go to Andrew Adelson. Andrew?
Ryan, last year you go 11-1. There's no expanded playoff. You miss out. This year, 10-2, you're playing for a national championship game. So the simple question is, how grateful are you? There is an expanded playoff this year. But also, did you change anything in terms of mindset, mentality, preparation, knowing that because of the expanded playoff, you could potentially drop a couple of games and still end up in this situation?
Yeah, very, very grateful. I think everybody in the program is to be in this situation, you know, for a lot of reasons. But I do think the new format has allowed our team to grow and build throughout the season. And as much as losses hurt, you know, they really allow us as coaches and players to, you know, take a hard look at the issues and get them addressed. And then, you know, it's about the business of getting them fixed as time goes on. And so I think that's really been the biggest, you know, thing that I've learned about this format, which is, I think, has been great for our players. I think it's great for college football. Along the way, you know, we looked at a lot of different things and metrics about playing this many games, playing our 16th game, what that was going to be like. We knew it was going to be a little bit of a battle of attrition at times. So depth was certainly a critical part of roster management and talent acquisition, but also how we practice, how we play. And so we've taken all those things into consideration so that we're still really, really fresh going into the end of the season.
Great. Next we'll go to Stephen Means. Stephen?
Ryan, Jeremiah had been so dominant for you guys through the first two games, and Texas obviously found a way to take him away. From what you saw on film, I guess what did you learn about the way Texas was maybe able to take him out of the game for you guys that you guys can learn from heading into this game against Notre Dame?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, it's a little bit more about execution than it is anything else. You know, they really didn't play us any differently than some of the other teams that we played, but, you know, we weren't able to sustain a few of those drives and connect on a couple other plays. So, you know, we know, you know, typically how teams are going to take a look at us and play us. You know, they're going to play some man, and they'll certainly, you know where Jeremiah is, and then they'll play some one high, and they'll play some two high, and they'll mix it up. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, we've got to execute at a high level and continue to move the ball down the field. And so, you know, we'll do the same thing this week. We put our game plan together. But, you know, he's obviously a huge part of our offense, as you know. And so, you know, there's different ways that teams will adjust based on, you know, what he's done and what he's capable of. And so, you know, we'll identify what those are in this game and then go from there. But to me, you know, the story of this past game for us on offense was, you know, the, you know, self-inflicted wounds that set us back and allowed us to be in the game in the fourth quarter when I think we could have done a better job of executing and certainly, you know, made it a little bit of a bigger spread down the stretch, you know. And so that's going to be the focus this week. Always things to work on, and that's going to be it this week. We've got to play our best game against Notre Dame. This is a very, very good team. You know, they are a very resilient team. They play well together. I think, you know, Riley Leonard is a tremendous leader and a tremendous player and a winner. And, you know, their coaching staff does a great job, got a lot of respect for their players and their coaches. And so this is going to be a complete battle, and we know that. So we've got to play our best game this season and the last one.
Next we'll go to Dan Hope. Dan?
Ryan, I don't believe Denzel Burke played at all in the second half. Just what went into the decision to take him out of the game and ride with Jermaine?
Yeah, he's he'll be available for the next game. You know, he's dealing with you know, an upper extremity issue that you know, we felt like at the time was the right thing to do to hold him. You know, obviously we listen to the doctors and we get the feedback from Denzel. And we felt like Jermaine was playing well at the time, so that was the decision that was made. But Denzel will be ready to play in this game.
Next, we'll turn to Austin Ward. Austin?
To follow up on that, Ryan, what did you think of Jermaine in the second half there? He's been, you know, coming along and expanding that rotation to be that third man, but those were some key situations in that particular game, and you guys trusted him to stay out there. Or maybe there was no choice, but what did you make of Jermaine's game there?
I think everybody feels comfortable putting Jermaine in the game based on the way that he's played this year, the way that he's practiced this year. You know, I say this all the time, you have an opportunity to earn trust in your coaches and your teammates every day. And when you get to this point, you know, in January, you know, this is from the whole off season, all of preseason and during the season. And, you know, we've talked about how depth is going to be important in this moment, you know, a ton throughout the season. And Jermaine's done a good job. And I think everybody, you know, trust the fact that when he goes in a game, you know, he's going to do his job. And that's it. I felt like he played well. He graded out a champion. And he's a very competitive player. You know, he loves the competition. He loves his teammates. And, you know, he's a gritty type of guy that loves being a Buckeye, loves his teammates, loves, again, to compete. So, you know, when his number's called, he'll be ready to make a play in this game as well.
Next, we'll go to Bill Landis. Bill?
Hey, Ryan, when you have a team that is, you know, at times even maybe selling out a little bit to defend JJ a little more, what's the balance between, I guess, like using his gravity, right, and attacking other places of the field with wanting to try to manufacture more touches for him if teams are being more aggressive against him?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the ultimate goal is to, you know, score points and move the ball. And there's a lot of things that come into play. You know, we want balance, and that's why it's important to make sure that we have balance across the board. You did see Carnell get targeted a lot more. He was in a situation where, you know, there was a couple situations where, you know, they were clouding to Jeremiah's side or giving him a little more attention that allowed Carnell to, you know, have more targets come his way. And so same thing with Emeka. G. Scott had some big plays. So Travion, and I think that's the key, is that when you have, you know, weapons across the board, it's a little bit harder, like you said, to just take one thing away. And then it's, you know, our job, you know, and Will's job to make sure that, you know, we understand what they're taking away and what they're giving up. And that's the key here. And, you know, I think you'll find that most defenses are going to have different plans to take away what you do well. And that's, you know, whether it's the run game, a certain player, a pass game, or whatever it might be. And good teams and good offenses have tendencies. So, you know, we'll try to identify what that's going to be in this game, and certainly as the game gets started and gets going, and then make sure that ultimately we're moving the ball down the field, and that's it. And, you know, we've got to execute at a high level and continue to move the ball down the field, because I thought, you know, other than the penalties that set us back, there was a lot of good play. So that's what's frustrating about coming off of the last game, but that's it, and that's football. And so we got to make sure that we're on our game and everybody's doing their job.
What was your view on the interception? It seemed like they had four or five guys around Jeremiah, and I think maybe only one on Emeka.
Yeah, it was just a cover three, and I don't think we get great play action. I think we need to get our pads down lower up front. I think the mesh between the quarterback and a running back has to be better. We sold a counter on that play, and it was just it was a cover three, so there really wasn't anything done to be taken away with Jeremiah. You know, we gave a little bit of leakage there on the tight end, which forced Will to, you know, really speed up his decision. I think if he had a little bit more time, he would have worked his way out to the field. To your point, I thought Emeka ran a nice route right there, and I think he would have worked his way over to Emeka next. So there's a lot that went into that play, but that was just a cover three that we could have done a better job with our pads selling the play action, which would open up the routes down the field better.
Next will be Joey Kaufman. Joey?
Ryan, just to follow up on Denzel, was it all related to his the upper extremity issue, or was it all performance related? Because I think the play he came out of was after like a missed tackle, and so I wondered if it was affecting his play at all.
Yeah, that wasn't about the performance part of it. It had to do with the injury.
And then if I could ask one more, your timeline for a quarterback evaluation last December was probably different than Notre Dame's, but Riley Leonard was a guy in the portal as well. Did you guys take a look at him or evaluate him? Just what was your process with looking at him and among your options?
Yeah, I think Riley made his decision pretty quickly, but he, somebody that I've respected from afar, and just the way that he competes, and he's a great athlete. He's got a great mindset, and again, watching him play this year and the toughness and leadership that he brings, you can tell the offense and the entire team feeds off of him. And so a lot of respect for his game.
Thanks.
Next we'll go to Tim May. Tim?
There it is. There's the button. Thank you very much. Ryan, number one, did you pull a hamstring as you ran down the sideline chasing Jack Sawyer on that play, especially at the end? But then my serious question is, Caleb Downs, his awareness of what's going on, especially down there tight, in and around the goal line and stuff. He and Lathan had a tremendous play on that toss left and stuff, which kind of set up things that followed there. But can you speak to the level he's playing on? I'm talking about Caleb.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, the first part, I mean, it was you went from – let's just talk about Caleb, I guess, first, and that situation. I don't want to spend too much time talking about the last game because our focus is on this next game. But,
yeah.
To make a stand down there like we did, the ball's on a 1 yard line. And, as a coach, you're like, you got a plan. You got to see what's ahead. I think it's the job of the leader to look along the horizon to figure out what's coming next and have a plan for it. So in your mind as a coach, you're thinking to yourself, okay, we got to go put a drive together to go win the game. But then we get a stop there on the first down play. And then the second down play, when the ball gets to the edge, you just see both Caleb and Lathan run to the ball fast. You know, defense recognize it quickly. And, to your point, that's all the preparation and work that gets done, in the meeting room and walkthroughs and the film room to make sure that, you're anticipating as opposed to reacting. And to me, that's the key. And both of those guys are playing at a high level and fast. And certainly Caleb played a great game and was able to finish it with that interception. But then, obviously to watch Jack make that play, again, in your mind, you're going from, we got to go score to win the game to the game just got sealed. And you could almost see it happening in front of you, just the fact that this is a play that will go down in Buckeye history is one of the greatest. But and that's just how excited, and I think just the elation of all of us, and it was as happy as I've been in a long time, just watching the players enjoy that moment. And I think that's as a coach why you do this. But that being said, that's behind us. What we can talk about this in a couple of weeks. Right now it's all focused on this game.
Thank you.
Next we'll go to Rob Oler. Rob?
Ryan, the last time you played Notre Dame, one of the hot topics was the toughness issue, and you guys answered that pretty strongly. And you had some strong comments immediately afterward. What did that game do for you, being this is the same opponent?
Yeah, I have tremendous amount of respect for Notre Dame, and certainly what Marcus has done there. I think they're a gritty group. They're a tough group. They're a great program, and last 2 years has been a battle playing against them, and we know it's going to be the same way. Every year is a different group of guys and a different situation. This is a different situation. It'll be the same way, every game, you're either trying to prove somebody right or prove somebody wrong. It doesn't matter, when it is, and it'll be the same thing in this game here.
Speaking of that, I'm just curious. Have you and Lou Holtz ever talked since then? Have you either patching things up or comments between you?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Tony Gerdeman. Tony?
Ryan, the Jack Sawyer play, how much do you use that now, moving forward for your players? Like, this could be you in this game.
We're going to maybe talk about that down the road. You know, we did going into the game talk about how if you want to leave a legacy behind, the best way to leave a legacy is become your own legend. And that was something that it was told to me recently that I kind of grabbed onto, and I think it was right on board with what just happened. And it'll be the same thing in this game. You know, these are the types of games where that stage is set to become a legend. And so I think these guys know that. But again, you know, all the focus, and I know, you know, I sound like a broken record when it comes to this, has got to be on the next game. You know, if we think, you know, anything that we've done leading up to this point has anything to do with what's going to happen in this game, we are dead wrong. So wipe that slate completely clean, and then we got to go back and have the discipline to continue to do the work that we've done in the last three games going into this game right here. But, you know, I can't tell you that there isn't, you know, confidence coming off of the last game, coming off of the last couple games. That's good. But again, it's got to be moving forward. And this is a very, very good team. I mean, you know, they've only lost one game, and the teams that they've played in this playoff are tremendous teams, and they play well together. They're tough. They're resilient. They find ways to win. And so, you know, we've got to play our best game to win this game. I'm just telling you, we have to play our best game, and that's going to be the focus. And that's where we're going moving forward. There'll be time to tell the story, you know, after the season. But the only way the story's told is if we win. And that's it. That's the sobering message to our team. And so we need to understand that. And, you know, this game's going to get on us fast. So we got to get to work and make sure that we're having great meetings, great preparation, great practice, great walkthrough. And, you know, that's it. I wish I could tell you there's some magic recipe, but that's the formula that we got to make sure we're disciplined enough to make sure we do again this week to finish it out strong.
Thanks.
We have time for one last question. Go to Patrick Murphy. Patrick?
And the play of the defensive line, kind of the second half of the year, but really in the playoffs, what has unlocked the potential of some of these guys to do some of the things they've done, not just Jack's play, but the defensive line in general?
I think when you've played as much football as these guys have played, the game slows down. You start to understand time, situation, score. And when you're young, you're just playing plays. You don't quite understand the adjustments in game. You don't always understand, you know, down and distance necessarily. You don't understand the situation all the time. As you get older and you play more, you just become more aware of all those things. And, you know, setting guys up for later in the game and all those things. And so you look at our guys, they've played a lot of football. I think the second thing is, I think Larry Johnson's done a great job of keeping those guys fresh. You saw, you know, guys rotating in the game, and that was important that the guys were able to play well down the stretch. And so, you know, that's a big part of it. But we all know how big the offensive and defensive lines are in these types of games, and it's going to be the same challenge going into this because they have a great front on both sides of the ball.